Yes, Beamaz and Beamer on WBEM. We are back together. Joe, great to have you back here early in the morning.
Yeah, it's as I always said, Brian, you know, I enjoy being able to sleep in for a few days, but it's always great to be right back here with you.
Waiting on the snow, that's going to happen. I've been saying I'm living on the edge. Although now, you know, I'm looking at some of the things that I feel a little more comfortable with the snow that I'm expected to get up in NT for the next few days. It looks like really like City of Buffalo centered in a lot of these different things. But I'm just hoping that we don't get slammed by it. I'm fine with the snow as long as it's somewhere else.
You're fine with, oh, okay. And you're even fine with manageable snow, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to live with it in Western New York, manageable snow. Yes. When I hear the big snowstorm, the, you know, feet of snow in hours time, that kind of stuff, I'm like, I would just rather not.
Are you prepared? You have everything? The snowblower?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll fire up the snowblower when I get home from work
there
today. Just to, you know, give it one run, make sure we're all going and everything like that. Oh, actually, I hope my wife wasn't listening to that because she was...
You told her you already did?
No, I told her I didn't. And she's like, well, how much you want to bet it's not going to work when you fire it up? And I go, I think it'll be just fine. If it doesn't, you know, change the gas, change the oil.
Yeah.
Blow on it.
Exactly.
And it usually fires right up. I think we'll be just fine. But I don't want her to know that I actually will fire it up before getting out there and the snow hits the ground. But she's not listening right now. We're in the clear.
Exactly. You're making the smart decision. Now, gloves.
My wife, while we're talking about my wife, by the way, she is like the person, she hates this stuff, the big snowstorm, because it cancels plans.
Oh, yeah.
And she is 100% the type of person who is like, oh, come on, a little snow. Like, we have dinner plans on Saturday. We're going to go out into Buffalo. And I was telling her last night, I'm like, that's most likely not going to happen. Like Saturday night but it's just, we'll just plan on that not happening. We'll reschedule for a different time. And, you know, she's like, oh, come on. You know, she doesn't like being cooped up at home. But she's also the first person, once we're driving in the snow, to be like, we should turn back. We should, you know, turn back around. We shouldn't be out here on this. So, you know, she likes to have it both ways like that. But I can say that now. She's not listening.
There you go. You know, gloves, snow pants. I have those all out because of the game last week. I've reminded myself that I need to get a little heavier duty gloves that, you know, are water resistant, because I think I mentioned on Monday that I had gloves all ready for the game on Sunday. Parked the car in the lot to walk into the stadium. Oh no, I hadn't put the cap all the way back on my water bottle and my gloves were soaking wet. So I have a pair of water resistant gloves in my closet. Those are now in my trunk of my car. I am all set for the snow. But Brian, as you know, as I've been talking about the last few days, I'm ready to leave Western New York on Friday.
I was just going to say, so are you going to the game on Sunday?
I will not be going to the game Sunday because I sold my tickets, because I was supposed to be out of town and still think I'll be out of town. The whole plan was to be home in time for the kickoff, so I wouldn't have had any time to tailgate or anything. So sold the tickets like a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
made pretty good. Well, we'll make good money if the game actually happens off the tickets.
It's gonna happen.
Well, that's good.
I just don't understand this. If the game actually happens, like, do people not remember like what we have played through?
I just remember 2014, and
yeah.
Because Andy Parker yesterday said that there's a chance this thing parks itself and just starts snowing, and if it turns out like 2014, remember, they moved that game to Detroit.
Right, but I remember Kirk Apfel, he was kind of like, all right, be careful when you mention Snowvember. Like, a similar type of snow does not mean the same type of storm. Snowvember, that was Snowvember.
Yes.
That game got moved because right around in the, like, general area of the stadium, there was 4 feet of snow overnight.
That's right.
One night, and then more snow on top of it, 7 feet of snow. We're talking 4 feet of snow over a few days and not right in the general area of the stadium.
Well, I'm glad.
And by the time the game is going on, the snow will be pretty much over.
And I'm glad about that. I'm glad the game will go on, so whoever bought my tickets will be able to enjoy the game. My concern now is if I do go to the Tech game this weekend, am I going to, with the snow, even the snow being over, am I going to be able to get back in time for kickoff, time everything out?
See, these are why would you go?
Well, Brian, I know you laughed at me saying this on Monday. It's a stadium off the list. It's another stadium I can check off the list.
Right. Just, you know.
It's a game time decision. Obviously, my dad and I will make that decision around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Your dad and yourself will make that decision. Not your pregnant wife and you will make that decision.
Well, no. She expects me to be gone. It'll be my dad and me will make that decision. No, I should also talk it over with my wife.
You made the best decision, though, in what I've been saying for a few weeks. Selling your tickets when you did. And I've been telling you and like everybody I know as season ticket, like if you don't think you're going to one of these games later in the year, like sell them now. Actually, you should have sold them 2 or 3 weeks ago when they were still on the market. I'm looking right now on Ticketmaster. You can get into the game Sunday after fees, $50.
Isn't that amazing?
It makes perfect sense.
My tickets for the game Sunday sold over $500.
It is for two,
five rows from the end of the stadium.
So someone paid $250 each.
Yes,
for basically what I'm looking at is a similar ticket to yours, like almost the exact same area, $200 less.
Yes,
and I said this over and over, and I know like the ticket people didn't really want to hear it, but I said when the weather gets bad, people don't want to go.
Right. I mean, just look at the playoffs last year.
That was my point exactly. The first playoff game at the stadium in forever.
With fans,
it was $30 to get in because people didn't want to sit in the cold.
Exactly.
So these cold weather games are, like, people don't want to deal with it. The snow, and it's not going to be, like, crazy cold, but the snow, people don't want to deal with it, driving through it, doing all that kind of stuff. And so now, Joe, I have tickets.
That's right. I saw your name as I was saying on the air that it seems I never know anyone whose name pops up. Brian's name pops up. The fourth winner of the tickets for the game on Sunday.
I have tickets because three people turned down tickets. And now I'm sitting here. I don't know what to do.
I think you should go
to the game or whatever.
I think you should go.
I don't know if I want to deal with it. I don't know. And it was funny because Susan was saying that her kids, they're ready to go. They want to go and buy tickets and go to the game. They can't wait. They hope it's a snow game. Which, by the way, again, like the craziness, how this rumor starts that, the game is going to be moved. Like one person, hey, remember when they moved the game? And then somebody turned, it's like a game of telephone. Somebody on the internet writes, this game, the potential is there. The precedent has been set where a game could be moved due to snow. It happened in Buffalo before. And then that gets repeated and repeated.
Or it could be like the Colts game.
Yes.
Which even that doesn't seem likely with what we're hearing.
I was going to say it's like the daylight savings time thing. Where then now all of a sudden I have like five people coming up to me yesterday, like I did over the past month. Oh, hey, there's no daylight savings time anymore, right? we're done after this. And I go, no, don't believe what you read on the internet. Now it's, the Bills game is going to be moved to Detroit. Like what? No, like they're not. And I love the angle too. Well, they're playing there in 7 days, so they could just stay there over what? You're going to take an entire football team and like all their families and like everything like that. You're going to tell. 52 plus all that. You're going to tell like 100 people, we're just going to move you to Detroit for a week.
Yes.
Like, no. What are you talking about? It's not going to happen.
Detroit for a week. We'll find you a practice spot. Don't worry.
Homes, hotels for a week to put you up in.
For a week, the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen. All this. And then, like, they'll mention thunder snow. I saw Adam Schefter was tweeting about the possibility of thunder snow. Since when? Does thunder impact whether or not you play an NFL game?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything? I know it sounds very scary, but what does that have to do with anything?
But that's all they're talking about on like the betting shows. Like when I was in here yesterday afternoon, I had the whatever bet show they have on ESPN. Yes, I know I should have had the weather on, whatever. And all they were talking about was how to bet this game because of the snow that will be falling.
Oh, I can't wait to bet the over.
Yeah.
Because the line's going to be pushed down.
Yep.
People are going to be betting this like it's going to be that Colts game in the snow, which I don't think was a low-scoring game, was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was
13-7 in overtime.
Oh, okay. Never mind. but like, that was crazy. People are going to have that image in their mind. In reality, down on the field, there probably won't be any snow on the field.
No.
Maybe some drifting snow. And the last time the Bills played in bad weather, which was like negative a million degrees, I think is what the wind chill was, when they beat the Patriots and scored a touchdown every single time they touched the ball.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about like the game going. I don't know what it's going to look like in the stands, how the shovelers are going to be in each individual section.
Well, and the Bills don't have the "we'll give you tickets to the game to shovel at the stadium."
Yeah, they don't have tickets anymore.
So they're going to
that
find
was very
else.
Easy to do 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We'll give you a pair of tickets. And now it's like, well, we'll pay you.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to come up with some money.
Yeah.
But the Colts game was fun. Now, again, if I wasn't supposed to be out of town, of course I'd be going to the game Sunday. But I don't think it's going to be that same experience. That Colts game is something you'll never forget. You know, I mean, just snow piled up on your head. Everyone from the top section moving down because, you know, there's no one at the stadium. And winning a game in overtime that, at the end of the season, Brian, actually was one of the reasons the Bills got into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible game, incredible sight. Like, my deal with this Sunday is I don't think you get any of that.
No,
because
exactly.
The snow is stopped.
Exactly.
And I'm just like left with the hassle
of getting to the stadium.
Possibly driving through the snow. And I don't know. So
having
I'm up
to
in
take
the air.
Union because the 90 might still be closed.
To commercial traffic. I wanted
of right now, but as you've asked several people, that it could actually close the 90.
Which I do love, like, asking people who it's a yes or a no question, right? Like, what would cause you, if the governor comes out, the governor was on here yesterday, or somebody in that position to make that call says, like, well, it could be, tell me what exactly it would take to close it.
Yeah, what am I
because
looking for?
Because you're the person who has that authority to do it. The 90 doesn't close on its own. Like, those gates don't have a mind of their own and just decide when to go down based on the wind chill that they're experiencing right now. Like, that decision is made by a person, and it would just be nice. And I know that the snow in Buffalo and, like, the driving conditions, it's like pornography. You know it when you see it, whether you can go or not. You can't really forecast that. But generally speaking, you can say what would cause you to shut it down for regular traffic.
Right, exactly. I think we should all know what we're looking for. Again, commercial traffic ban, I guess there was some confusion. 4 o'clock today on the 90, the 290, the 990. You can see the list at WBEN.com.
This would have been like a perfect game for the new stadium.
Yes.
The seats are covered.
Right.
You're kind of warm. You don't have to deal with anything falling. Not that it really will be during game time. And then if it does snow,
you get the
effect on the field.
Yeah.
Like,
and
that's what you want.
The Bills wouldn't need to pay shovelers.
I wonder how that's going to go. Because it's not all. Like, the seats by the field are open.
But you won't need as many people.
Probably.
Right.
You need more than a few.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoveling stinks, man. I
know. My parents were, I think, the last people in Western New York to get a snowblower. So growing up, and they're going to laugh at this, but, you know, the few times I decided to help, I had to use a shovel.
I used the shovel the first time we moved into our house and, you know, like the first time it really snowed. And, you know, I'm shoveling things around. I just, like, picture my neighbor laughing at me like, what are you doing, you idiot, just to get the snowblower out.
This is when you had the manual lawnmower?
Yeah. There I am. This guy, I got the real lawnmower with the, you know, spinning blades, no motor. I got a shovel in the winter. Again, looking at me like, who just moved in? Like, what is going on? It's like taking it back to 1950 on us, moving the snow. But I am hoping I don't get socked at home. Dinner plans are going to be canceled. Sorry to my wife. On Saturday.
See, go into it with that attitude, and, you know, if you do still have dinner plans, and hey, look at this. I was thinking the worst.
This weekend is the beginning of deer season, but for me, it's the beginning of beer season.
Ah.
You see what I did there?
I like that.
Because I've got, here's another thing weighing on my mind with this Bills game is Monday, U.S. opens their World Cup campaign.
U.S. Wales.
They're playing well. The Welsh people seem very nice. I'm sorry, we're going to have to just destroy you on the soccer field.
It's not what Vegas is saying.
Doesn't matter what they say. I'm sorry, we're going to have to do this to you. Very nice Welsh people. They actually remind me of Buffalo.
Yeah,
like they're just like kind of a gritty, you know, hardy people, can kind of go through anything. Love their sports, and they lose all the time.
Yeah. So perfect.
This is going to be no different. But like, I have that 2 o'clock. I'm going to leave here Monday and go right out to watch the game, which happens at 2, and like that's going to be a big thing. I'm planning on, you know, the Bills play again on Thursday.
You got 90s night.
I'm going to go to the Sabres game when they wear their red and black.
That's awesome.
I'm going to go out and watch U.S. play England.
There you go.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
In a week.
I
don't know if I want to tack on another thing to that.
No, I think that's the perfect way to kick it off.
I'm going out to a concert tonight. It's a lot of stuff.
I mean, yeah, you're a happening guy.
I guess so.
Look at you.
But, you know, do I want to? I'm also getting old. I got all these gray hairs, as Howard Simon pointed out to me the other day.
Howard, at least you have hair.
Yeah. But anyways, so it's, beginning of beer season for me, deer season for everybody else starting off tomorrow. Our boss sent us an email the other day about, like, some of the Black Friday deals that are going on. And all the stuff that you see for sale, and for the lack of a better word, no, there is a better word, junk. We'll say it. We'll keep it G.
Junk?
Junk that you can buy. And I wanted to know about you, and I'll tell you some of the junk that I bought. But what is the Black Friday junk that you buy? And it doesn't, you don't have to buy it on Black Friday, but things I'm talking about. So he sends this article, Black Friday deals, and some of the junk that's on it. Therabody smart goggles, at $200 goggles that is like a sleep mask, but uses heat and massage to help you fall asleep. The Theragun massage gun that they use on professional athletes you can get for yourself, even though all you did was walk from your door to your car and have that on you. There's all these little gadgets that are for sale on Black Friday that people must buy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all junk.
Yeah.
What's your junk that you have at home? We'll tell you ours. We want to know yours. 803-0930 when we get back here on WBEN. We're back with you, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. Okay, we're keeping you up to date on the storm. Still not, I mean, it's hard to imagine. You know, you look outside right now at our studios here in Amherst that we're talking about such big weather coming our way. But
we have heard that south towns, southern Erie County.
Oh, you look at some of the Holiday Valley pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it pretty good this morning. So watch out in the southern tier. But up here, we're doing just fine right now.
Still see grass.
You can, you see all of it. Yep. I mean, there is not a flake. There might be one on a car windshield somewhere, but hardly a flake on the ground. So we're keeping you up to date on the storm. What does it look like? Joe, at the end of the last segment, I mentioned your junk.
Yes.
And like the stupid stuff that you buy.
We're all
kind of get tricked into buying. That you see, the thing is, you see it everywhere. These things that are kind of pushed as like the hot gift item.
Like, you're going to need this.
Yeah. That are just junk. But people buy them, and they're always like in these Black Friday deal catalogs of what it is, you know, for you that you're getting. So I mentioned a couple things. There's the like Theragun massage. You know the massage gun that you see when somebody gets, dinged up on the football field and they've got a trainer on the back. They're working a massage gun like on their leg. They sell that to the average Joe to use. And I put that in this category of things that you buy. It seems like a good idea. It's not that it doesn't work, but you just end up never using it because you don't really have a need for it.
Right.
This $200 sleep mask that also will lightly massage your scalp. The regular sleep mask is what? $2? So for a significant increase, I don't know if you're really getting, and it would probably be a little heavy on my head. And I couldn't see me using that for more than 2 months before I just said, no. But I don't buy that kind of junk. Joe, for me, I'm thinking of smaller things. And here's a junk item that I had purchased in the past. You've seen these advertised. The posture corrector.
Oh.
Right? It's like the straps that you put on your back. Now, I bought it not for me, but for my wife, who said all the time, like, I feel like I have bad posture. I want to get one of these things, and I'll wear it. And it was when she was working from home. It's like, oh, I'll just wear this during the day. You know, I'm here in front of the computer all the time. It'll help me with my posture. I think she wore it twice. And I thought about this because I was cleaning out my office and like kind of rearranging that and have been over the past few weeks. And wouldn't you know, one of the items that are that's in the office, this posture, I'm like, what the heck is this? Oh, yeah. What do I do with it? Do I just toss it? I feel like I don't want to toss it right now. I don't know where I shoved it, but it's not in the office anymore.
Well, you know, there's a lot. Now, when I worked in retail, we obviously sold a lot of that stuff on Black Friday that, you know, oh, this looks like a good idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about that. You worked at the junk store.
Only second to the Sky Mall. And the one thing I bought, now this, Brian, I was single, living by myself in a studio apartment, okay? So just set the stage. And we started selling these growing systems, okay? So it's like a small little garden in your like on your countertop, right? We're talking like herbs.
You're
and
growing
stuff.
Weed?
No, not weed.
That's indoor growing system. I'm sorry, that's where my mind goes right away.
I mean, I'm sure people bought it and used it for that, but it came with like seeds for like different herbs, right? Cilantro, all that stuff. The cilantro one, I think that's one. Basil, you know, all that good stuff. And I'm like, oh, I will use this. Let me tell you. Hopefully, I'm a better parent than I was trying to keep that garden going. That lasted maybe 2 weeks, but it was one of those things. Look at this. We marked it down 50%. Yeah. You get your employee discount on top of that. Joe, look at this. Look, all the stuff you could use, you'll start cooking at home more. That never happened. And that thing, not only did I let the complete thing just fall apart, I think I cracked it within a week. And it was one of those things. It was one of those things when I was moving out of that apartment, I found it like under the sink. You know, and I hadn't used it in like a year.
All of this stuff, they're all things that you see it, whether it's on the store, you see the commercial, you go immediately, oh, that's pretty cool, right? Like 100% of these gadgets are always, oh, that's a good idea. Like, I would use it. Like, that would come in
you
handy.
You always convince yourself that you will use this thing.
A countertop ice maker. Yeah. Oh, you know, I need ice. Hey, sure. An air fryer.
Well,
oh, yeah, you know,
I'm an air fryer fan.
The Instapot.
We bought an Instapot, and I think we used it once. And let me tell you, it did not make the move from Orchard Park.
Joe, I don't know where our Instapot is. We have a little Instapot. It's what we wanted because here's the thing with the Instapot, and it still remains true. And again, like, it doesn't mean it's junk, but not in the sense that it doesn't work or it doesn't get the job done. It did what it was supposed to do. We've made some meals in the Instapot. They were great.
It's not Insta.
The best, no, but you can put frozen meat in the instant, if you forget to thaw something out, and it'll cook pretty, right?
Okay.
Pretty nicely.
Yeah.
That's why we got it, because we always forget to take out the meat.
Of course.
I have no idea where that is. And again, it's not that like it doesn't work. I'm sure people use it every night. We don't use it. We didn't. At the end of the day, we didn't need it.
Right. It was junk to you.
It ends up just kind of in the same realm as if we got an air fryer. I'm not going to use that. Someone out there is going to use it, but I'm not going to use it.
Do you think, I think one that, and this probably goes for people with homes more than someone like me in an apartment, but welcome mats? Do you ever find yourself just, you know,
hey, this would be nice.
Yeah, but we already have one. And the one you have isn't even in bad shape.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Unless your welcome mat is like 25 years old.
Right.
I think you're pretty good.
But welcome mats, and that's something I'm noticing because if my wife's listening, she'll call me out on this. I have not started cleaning out the guest room, but I did walk through it yesterday.
But you have been talking about it.
Yes.
That counts.
Yeah, exactly. And I walked through it yesterday because the phone signal in our apartment's awful. And I noticed we have like three or four welcome mats on the floor of the guest room.
Welcome to the guest room.
We live in an apartment. We live in an apartment. I saw three welcome mats in the guest room walking around yesterday.
Wipe off your socks when you walk into the bedroom. Why not? The welcome mat. I think that is that's one of those things. It's all every massage item falls under this, right? Because in theory, most people, I love it. Like I love the massage, but am I going to put this massage pad on like some chair and keep it there?
Oh no!
For you know however long, like no. I don't do that. My wife's not listening right now. She got me an awesome gift. The Soda Stream.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I got it for sparkling water.
Yeah.
Because I drink that all the time. Sparkling water. No sweetened anything. And it works great. And I love it. But then you have to keep going back and remember to bring, you know, I can't even remember my shopping bags.
You got
to
bring the CO2 cartridge.
You got to bring the cartridge back. Give it to the front desk. They'll give you like a voucher or something, or they'll just exchange it right there.
Yeah.
And it's this whole thing. I probably have not used that in like a year.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's in the junk category. I love it. It's a great gift. It's all on me why I don't use it. But at the end of the day, it's just another thing sitting in our kitchen.
Put that on the list. When I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, I bought a Soda Stream, brought it to my parents' house. I said, look at this. This is awesome. But yeah, Brian, once that first CO2 cartridge ran out, I don't think we ever used the Soda Stream again. I'm sure my parents have gotten rid of it at this point, but we never bought another thing of syrup. No, anything. It was one CO2 cartridge. And then, you know how you get to the point, oh, we'll return this. Okay, yeah, we'll do this next week, do this next week. I don't think it ever happened. And like I said, I don't even think that I guarantee my parents have thrown away that Soda Stream. At the time, it's a perfect item. Don't get me wrong. Perfect item. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's laziness more than junk.
You know what? That might be. I think if my printer, scanner, copier was unplugged for six straight months,
yes,
no one would ever notice. Right?
Yeah.
Well, we have it there. It's very nice. What am I printing out at home?
Yeah, you doing Xeroxes at home?
No. Like, that's not... I'm not scanning. I'm not faxing. I'm not copying anything.
You don't even do any of that stuff here.
Making copies.
Right.
Of what?
I'm just going to email it to you on my phone.
I don't need to make copies. Maybe that'll change when, you know, my kids are a little older. And
school projects.
You know, school projects or something like that. The printer would always come in handy.
The printer will be, yeah.
But... Like aside from that, I don't know.
Scanner. I remember my parents got a scanner when I was in high school and thought it was, oh my gosh.
Oh, you use it all the time for like a week. Every
exactly.
day for a week, I'd be scanning everything in my room.
Yep.
Uploading it on the computer and like, wow, look at this. I have it in my hand and now it's a picture on the computer.
That's right.
Didn't do anything with it.
No, it was fantastic when you had the one-use cameras, right? And you'd get those pictures and you could scan them. But then they started putting those pictures on CD and you never needed a scanner again.
On our text board this morning, someone on the Instapot, great as a slow cooker too. That is the Instapot's problem because you know what else I have that's great as a slow cooker?
A slow cooker.
My slow cooker. Yeah. There, it works great as a slow cooker. So the Instapot, it's for the Insta. Insta is that's the part.
Oh, yeah.
The slow pod, I already have one of those.
Yeah, and there's a lot more room in that.
We're just not doing the Insta enough. Somebody else was mentioning, bread maker. Used it for 6 months, haven't touched it in 10 years, but won't throw it out. It's that kind of stuff. I have a milkshake machine down in my basement.
Oh.
I'm not throwing it out, but...
You're not using it either.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I don't even know if I would know how to really use it. I'm sure it would make a great milkshake, though. I do love a good milkshake.
Yeah.
And then somebody else, it's every single frying pan you've ever seen in your entire life. A lot of this is kitchen junk.
Yes. Kitchen junk, and you know what other item there's a lot of junk for? Wine. There's a lot of junk for wine. You've got the little sticks that you put in the freezer, and then you put it in the bottle of wine. How many times have you actually used that after you bought it? You've got the electronic. Now, I'm sure there are people that are going to laugh at this and say it's great. The electronic bottle opener is the biggest piece of junk. My parents have one. I can never figure it out. What is so difficult about an old-fashioned corkscrew?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my gosh, the bottle of wine's open. And then you've got the things that you, and this was a popular one at Bed Bath & Beyond. It was also a popular one that I would find in the return bin. You stick it in the bottle of wine, and it makes it kind of a thing where it's, you know, you press the top, and it comes out kind of like a, like at a McDonald's, you would put your soda under it. This is the reverse of that with a wine.
It's a soda stream for a wine?
Is that how people want?
I'm not a wine person, so I feel like that would be a turnoff to a wine snob.
It makes it so you don't have to pour the wine. You just press on top of the bottle, and there's a spout.
It squirts out.
Yeah.
Oh, like the ketchup. Okay.
Is it really that difficult to pick up the bottle of wine and pour your bottle?
No. Do you want glass? A squirting?
Right.
A squirt?
Red wine squirting everywhere?
Just a squirt of Marlowe.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, hey, when I worked there, don't get me wrong, it sold a lot, but you don't need an entire section for wine items. I mean, it's the most simplest thing.
Drinking items, just in general, you can buy. Oh, here's a wood carved six pack holder. What? Why?
Yeah.
Why would I ever need that?
It comes in a six pack holder.
Yeah, the beer is portable when you buy it from the store. Why am I taking it out of a pack and just putting it into a heavier pack? Every type of bottle opener imaginable,
yes.
Right? It has that always ends up being junk of some type or another.
I have one. That's all I need. I just need the one bottle opener.
You got it everywhere. Like everyone has one, and you can never find one when you actually need it.
But it is the Black Friday thing. It's perfect because that's when a lot of this junk comes out. We used to sell a beer making kit.
Oh yeah.
At Bed Bath & Beyond. Did anyone actually get into the hobby of making beer because of the beer making kit?
Those, they're not even like the real beer making kits.
Right.
They're like, they use like syrup.
I mean, you're talking about, and no offense, because they were great employers. But I mean, you're talking about junk. I'm sorry. Yeah. That is, you're not
junk. I'm picturing you right now going up and down the aisle in your head and just like looking at the junk.
Oh, I am exactly what I'm doing. I am living because it was this time of year. It would be this week. We would start setting everything up.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of stuff I would look at and say, you know, we have a lot of really great items here. And now we're just, our entire seasonal section is this holiday junk.
Here's where it is. I'm sorry. Here's where it is. This is how you know you're in the junk section. I just clicked on, so I'm on a store's website right now, and I'm looking for, all right, where do they keep their junk that we're talking about? It's unique gifts. Might as well say crap.
Crap, yeah, yeah.
Like, unique gifts, it lit up right in front of my face. I'm like, oh, here's the junk, because I click on unique gifts. You know what I find, Joe? Here's a crypto hardware wallet, $150. You can store your crypto. That's really good lately. Can you imagine getting that from Grandma for Christmas? Oh, here's a USB for your cryptocurrency. Oh, the sleep clock, the alarm clock that doubles as a light. That, you know, we have one for our toddler, but as an adult, your nightlight, alarm clock, sound machine, all-in-one, phone charger, it's a junk.
I have one of those. It's called an Alexa.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I like this. A Drift meditation sand table. It's only $400.
Are you on the SkyMall website?
No, but SkyMall is the junk thing. You have a couple of things. Oh, any projector that you buy that's under like $1,000 probably is junk that you're not going to use.
I would imagine, yeah.
All the different speakers. A Polaroid camera or in the year?
2022.
I mean, you'll get a fun night out of it.
But can I tell you? I have been at times close to buying one when I see it at like a Target or a Walmart, but I do have, there is a part of me that can control my spending now, and I look at that and go, Joe, you're never going to use that. No one's going to be impressed by your Polaroid camera that you bring to a party.
Huge bars of soap.
Huge bars.
I see that it's at the hardware store now, or the, you know, the home improvement store, the big display with those, you know, big bars of soap with really cool packaging.
Yeah.
Like man soap. I mean,
they're trying to bring bar soap back.
It's a $7 bar of soap.
Yeah.
Junk.
You're
I use bar soap every day. I'm tempted. I'm like, oh, what's this soap?
We've done this. We've done that show.
Someone asking on our text board, how much for the milkshake maker? How much are you willing to pay?
Look at this.
I want to start $200.
We're doing the BMAZ and Beamer garage sale.
$200. You tell me what you think. Panini toaster. Someone said, love it, rarely use it. A quesadilla maker. Is that the same thing? A panini toaster and a quesadilla maker?
Oh, yeah, there's two different things. Believe me.
I mean, they're labeled two different things, but...
You could do, yeah.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah. That was one that would fly off the shelves at the holiday time. I don't want to just, you know, single out one store. You know another store that's known for their seasonal section being full of junk this time of year? Any pharmacy. Have you been to a pharmacy lately and they've got, you know, your big chain pharmacies and they've already got the Christmas stuff, you know, it replaced the Halloween stuff? I'm sorry, a lot of those gifts, just give me a gift card. You know what I mean? Give me the gift card. I'll go get...
I'll never be offended by a gift card.
No. I think the gift card gets a bad rap.
Absolutely.
My wife's birthday's next week. She's getting a gift card.
Whoa, I don't. How about Revive Lip Care Light Therapy System? Only $100.
I could shine a light
on my lips. to do that. And then I like this, perfect for the next few days. A Pro 80-volt cordless brushless snow shovel. It's on a stick. It looks like a weed whacker with a snow thrower on the bottom of it. $350. Anything you look at and say, yeah, that'll last about 30 seconds in the snow, I feel like that can qualify as junk.
Yeah, now you're saying a projector under $1,000 is a no-go?
Probably. I mean, unless you are... Now, I bought a cheap one, but I know what I'm getting.
Right. The
room has to be pitch black.
Yes.
I'm not expecting it to last very long. You're using it basically for one or two times and are surprised every time it turns on after that. Like, that is fine. As long as you're not like buying one for $100 and expecting it to be your new TV.
Yeah, so this one for $299, probably. Again, you know what you're
getting.
Anything
that looks like, oh, it's slim, portable. Portable is a, you know, oh, it's in a can-shaped thing, right? Like, it looks like a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be all that good.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I know if I'm ever in the market.
Someone said Chia Pets. Chia Pets, great gag gift.
But we're talking junk gifts, and we haven't even gotten to the original junk gifts. You know, I love talking about the paid programs back in the
Clapper.
Day. The Time Life, Love Songs of the 80s. We'll give you 36 CDs if you call right now. The Clapper, Chia Pet. This is the time of year back in the day where those old commercials, the Clapper commercial where I swear that commercial aired for 30 years. Clap on, clap off the Clapper.
What was wrong with it? Why isn't it still on TV? Maybe it is. I just don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah, you know, here's why.
I'm just hoping, someone's lights in their house right now. At least I'm not turning your Alexa on. I'm doing the Clapper.
But you know they didn't spend a lot of money on the commercials because... The last time I did see one, and Brian, like you said, it's been 6 or 7 years. I mean, it's an old console TV in the commercial, so they haven't updated the commercial at all. I will say this. I still see Chia Pets. You will see a display at the grocery store.
It's Chia everything.
Yes. Yeah, it's
Chia. I saw Chia David Hasselhoff with the chest hair.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure I saw that last year.
And you didn't bring... You should have gotten that and brought that into the station.
Maybe I should have. Bad on me.
Well, Brian, you have an event tonight, so your weekend starts. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I mean, we'll see what I do on Sunday.
I know. I can't wait to hear how Sunday goes.
Yeah, I'll be here Monday morning either way. And I don't know. Maybe I'll be at the Snow Bowl game. That won't actually be a Snow Bowl game, but I'll have fun either way. Joe, sorry to leave you hanging high and dry tomorrow.
That's all right. I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about. We will see you tomorrow. David is next after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Stay safe, everyone.